This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Good morning.
Okay, so if you have questions, just ask. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you.
If a bear and a shark had a fight, who would win?
Welcome to the segment that Corey derides, but bettors do not, as because they just deride that money train all the way to the bank.
Corey, look what you did.
Another.
Oh, no. I knocked off Jeff Bannister's head.
And that's what happens to people who bet against Battle of the Beasts. You'll be threatened by your bookies because you will lose. Another undefeated week last week. 14-0 brings our winning streak up to 56 in a row, Colby.
Man, you know what? I would say that's unbelievable, but I'm here when we do this.
Yeah.
I believe it.
It's unbelievable to me, and I'm even here, and I don't have a clue. Your reasoning is just, there's no logic to it. It doesn't make sense.
You know my logic is?
There's no legitimacy.
We pick the winners. That's the logic to it. We start with Minnesota and Atlanta. The Vikings against the Falcons. The Falcons have home field advantage. I feel like you could maybe shoot some Vikings out of a cannon or a massive catapult or some such, but I feel like this is a short-term strategy to win.
It really is, plus you're going to run out of Vikings. And I've never seen a flying Viking, one that actually can just fly on its own without being some kind of Norse god, right? So unless it's the Viking gods that are showing up.
It's the Thors.
Right.
What if it was those flying fish from Mario? Do you think they could do it?
Man, they jump up pretty high.
Yeah. But the key is, Corey, it's not.
It's not.
So take the Falcons.
Are those the ones that like jump out of the lava? Or
no, they come out of the water.
Okay.
And they piss you off because they'll kill you. Next up, Buffalo against New England. It's the Bills against the Patriots. Well, if there's anyone who doesn't like to pay their bills, it's Americans.
Mm,
so I feel like the Patriots are taking this one down.
You know what? The other side of it is that the Patriots themselves, man.
We killed so many Buffaloes.
That's a thing.
Corey, I know sometimes you feel left out. Do you think the Buffaloes appreciate it that we at least put them on some of the nickels? Do you think that evens it out?
I don't think they have a clue because they're Buffalo.
Buffaloes don't use money?
No. No, they don't.
Then why do we have the Buffalo money?
Yeah.
That's for the Buffalo.
No, it's not for the Buffalo. It's money that is used.
How come we save the Buffalo nickels?
We don't. We spend them.
Why? In case I see a Buffalo.
You're going to give the Buffalo a nickel, and you think he's just going to be like, hey, thanks for the nickel.
Yeah, no. Have you never read that book, If You Give a Buffalo a Nickel?
It's give a moose a muffin, all right? Or give
a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
Throw a pig a party.
Yes. It's There's not a lot of give them. A buffalo a nickel.
Are you telling me you wouldn't read If You Give a Buffalo a Nickel? Here's how the book
ends.
Of
course I would have to read it because my kids.
And chances are, if you give a buffalo a nickel, and then it just segues right back into the beginning.
He's going to want a nickel to go with it.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Oh, because he wants his nickel back.
Yeah.
Oh!
Take a look at this photograph.
Man!
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
You know what, Corey? That's why you never made it as a wise man. Next up, San Francisco against Chicago. It's the 49ers against the Bears. Now, I know a 49er has a pickaxe, but a bear is a bear.
And it's also in its
You don't dispute that, do you?
What kind of logic is that? A bear is a bear?
Tell me this. Right. Do you dispute if a bear is a bear?
Yes.
What?
What? They're not bears, Corey? Are you trying to say something?
All right. What's a bear?
A bear is an animal.
What kind of animal?
Furry. Sometimes grizzly.
Sure.
Right.
And hibernates and eats salmon.
So that's a bear.
Honey.
So that's a bear, right?
Yeah. So a bear is a bear.
Yes. I'm not using the word in the definition.
Check and mate.
Take the bears.
Next up, Tampa Bay against Green Bay. It's the Buccaneers against the Packers.
The Battle of the Bay, as they call it.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Oh, I feel like this could get ugly Because while you're packing things away, like a buccaneer is going to come up and stab you, right?
Yeah, it's got a gun, it's got a sword, it's got a rope to swing in on. It doesn't matter that it's home field advantage. What do they got? Boxes and tape?
Yeah!
I don't think that's going to help you against a buccaneer. Take the bucks.
How many pieces of tape do you think it would take to tape like a human man down so they couldn't get up?
I would think two. Two pieces?
That's stupid. This is dumber than your bear is not a bear opinion.
Two, like, really long pieces of tape.
You are not taping any human man down with two pieces of tape. This is what should be our next thing.
How strong is the tape? Because I feel like if you were to tape just certain areas.
It's just regular, like, duct tape. I think we should do that at our next fan event. Like, who can get out of the most pieces of tape? It'd be incredible. It'd be like the high jump. Next up, Houston against
This is actually a good idea.
You're in, right?
This is good reasoning.
We can do
with
bidding. Like, I'll say, I can get out of 35 pieces of tape, and Dawson will be like, I can do 38. It's going to be amazing. Just text in yes if you're in on this. Next up, Houston against Tennessee. The Texans against the Titans. Colby, I don't want to use any hyperbole here because we never do that in Battle of the Beasts, but this could be the biggest matchup in the history of the NFL. You have godlike creatures in Titans against basically godlike people on Earth in Texans.
Right.
What's going to happen?
The unfortunate thing is you're not having this in Texas. So it's the home of the Titan. It's home field advantage.
Mount Olympus.
Right. The Texans are going to have to actually climb up this mountain first and then take... No, you got to take the Titans.
All right. Next up, it's Denver against Miami, the Broncos against the Dolphins. I feel like a Bronco could swim for a little bit.
Right.
But eventually, that Dolphin's going to beat the crap out of it and maybe do other stuff.
It's an endurance thing. I don't think the Bronco can last that long in the water.
Just to make sure, though, follow-up question. I know that dolphins have been known to rape humans. Do you think they would rape other animals in a pool? The hell it's not.
Not all dolphins.
No. I didn't say that. I said dolphins have been known to rape humans. There's some Harvey Weinstein dolphins out there, and there are plenty of good dolphins. Do you think that dolphins would take advantage of other animals?
You know what? Yeah.
All right.
Humans, another animal. They don't stick to their own species.
Talk about like the quarterbacking situation here. You know, Jay Cutler. Who's going to be the quarterback for Denver, and how Denver is just kind of falling off?
I got bad news, Corey. Jay Cutler's out.
Again?
Because of dolphin assault.
That is not.
Next up, Kansas City against New York. That's your own fault for not knowing that was going to happen. It's the Chiefs against the Jets. I feel like the Chiefs would be overwhelmed by this advanced technology.
The cover two defense has been advanced technology against them.
That's pretty much what we're saying. Read between the lines, dude.
Cover two, missiles.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Huh?
Draw
missiles,
a correlation.
Airstrike, throwing the ball deep. Good Lord.
Man.
Take the Jets. Next up, Indianapolis against Jacksonville. It's the Colts against the Jaguars.
It's your Jaguar that's got teeth and claws against a Colt that's having to go into the Jaguars' home. Sorry.
Do you think a Bronco would have a better chance? Like a more seasoned horse?
Maybe it would have a better chance just because it'd be able to, you know, do the hind kick and all that. And you could plan it out and aim it a little better. But no, not in this case.
All right, so take the Jags. Next up, Detroit against Baltimore. I can use a documentary to explain why the Ravens are going to win.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen the documentary The Lion King, but in it...
It's not a documentary.
The leader of the Lion King pride, the Lion King, if you will, he tried to fly off of a cliff.
Yeah.
And
he did not.
It
he was
did
pushed
not
off
work,
a cliff by Scar.
And he couldn't fly, and so he died.
Even if he was pushed, did he fly?
Yeah.
Corey?
No,
he fell.
I mean, no.
You know who could fly? Jeff Goldblum.
And it was a cartoon. There is no such thing as a documentary cartoon.
Actually, I'll tell you a couple.
No, there's not.
Next up! Do you want the Charger, the Lightning Bolt, the Charger, the car?
The Charger, the football team. The
Charger,
Phillip
the
Rivers.
Football team.
Yes.
Or the Charger, the phone charger.
I'm going to go with the Charger, the car right here.
I'm going to go with football team.
Football team might lose. The Charger, the car is going to win because they're going up against Cleveland, the Browns. We've all driven over doo-doo.
Right.
And usually you're fine. You might have to wash it off a little bit, but other than that, no harm, no foul, right?
Even if it's a massive amount of doo-doo, it's all going to do is treat it like to where you have to like move around a little bit, but you'll gain traction there after a little bit. They're going to be corn or nuts or something.
There you go. Traction means the running game. Next up, it's New York against Las Vegas. It's the Giants against the Raiders. I mean, look, the way I look at it is one Raider in Jack was able to raid the Beanstalk and steal from that one Giant. What if there's lots of them?
Man, then it's over with. That's good thinking, Kevin.
All right, take the Raiders. Next up, Carolina against New Orleans. It's the Panthers against the Saints.
Winnie the Pooh is not a documentary cartoon.
Oh, man. But I'll tell you what. You go online and look up, like, Winnie the Pooh and 22-something to change your life.
Right.
Dude, it will change your life. Probably for the worst, but you should read it anyway.
No, you should.
Panthers, Saints.
All right, you got your Saints. They're at home. They're being able to be prayed up and everything. You can release whatever Panthers you want to go in there.
They're good.
Yeah, they're still good.
Jesus will smite them.
That's right.
Take the Saints. Next up, it's Los Angeles against Arizona. The Rams against the Cardinals. Another air battle. And those poor Rams, they're going down.
Man.
Take the Cardinals. Next up, Sunday Night Football, which you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's Philadelphia. It's Seattle. The Eagles against the Seahawks. But I'm going to tweak it just a little bit. The Bald Eagles against the Seahawks.
Ooh.
The military vehicle wouldn't dare shoot down a bald eagle, would it?
Except for it's an unmanned drone, so there's not. Ooh. It's just machine thinking. It's just machine thinking.
What
it's
about
like
that target? Machine that said it wanted a baby?
That's true.
It doesn't matter. It's two football teams, so it has nothing to do with an airplane
or are you kidding me?
Government whatever shooting
so
down a real American eagle.
In Philly,
are you trying to say that the Philly Eagle is America's team? Is that what you're trying to suggest?
No, I'm not. I'm saying, do you not believe that Philly and Seattle will engage in an air battle?
They could be all ground game.
Ooh. Mm. I think you're mistaken. Colby?
Right, these...
We're still taking the Seahawks?
Yeah, we are.
Woo! 817. Take the Seahawks.
Corey, I bet you're going to tell me that Star Wars is not a documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that word smithing
doing?
How is
the man who can't say documentary telling us what's real?
Something's wrong with my tongue.
And finally, mark that. Let's bring it to the main event of the evening. 7:30 p.m. kickoff Monday right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's Pittsburgh. It's Cincinnati. It's the Steelers against the Bengals. Colby, I feel like you wouldn't want to steal from a tiger.
No, you wouldn't want to steal from a tiger, nor a Bengal tiger, especially at their house.
Did I ever tell you I knew a kid that got mauled because he stole cereal from a Bengal tiger? Now, the Bengal tiger thought this cereal was just great. And he got his cereal stolen away, and right. So he had to maul that kid to get his cereal back.
Right.
I can't remember. It was like Puff Flakes or Frosted something. I don't remember.
Mall Rats.
No, that doesn't sound right.
No.
Right.
Mall Rats?
Nah. It was Frosted something. Frosted Puffs?
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, no, I think you might be right.
That's great.
Yeah, his name was Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.